do you read to your children in bed at night?
I've got to be honest, I've stopped. I reckon at 21 years old, they can do their own reading. But it's Australia Post is encouraging people to read to their children. It's sad that they need to be encouraged. Liz Ellis is ambassador for the Let's Read National Early Literacy Campaign, which I have to say, good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Red.
How I don't think it's grammatical, is it? Let's Read National Early Literacy Campaign.
I don't know. I haven't considered that before, whether it's grammatical or not. Grammar's not my strong point.
but you'll have a go reading to the children.
I will have a go. I have a little girl, and I think it's one of the nicest things that we do together every day is read books. And we don't even have to wait until bedtime. She'll often go and grab a book and get it out and say, read, Mummy, read, Mummy.
How old is she?
18 months.
She's got no idea what you're saying.
She understands everything except no.
yeah, that's right. How does this work exactly?
Well, basically, it's a call to action to help families understand that early literacy is important, and you can read to your children from the moment that they enter into the world, essentially. So you don't have to wait until they're 4 or 5 or anything like that to start it. So basically, it's there's a heap of resources around the Let's Read campaign with reading tips and information sheets in 9 languages. So obviously there's a fair diversity and variety of languages out there, so information for all sorts of families on what they can do and how they can get started reading to their children, and some really importantly some age-appropriate book suggestions to support families to select and share books with their kids. There's so many books, you walk into bookshops, you're like, oh, okay, what do I buy? Where do I start? So it's just someone's already done the hard work for you just to get the books that you might need and start reading to your kids. But you don't have
to... Come round to my place. I've got a million of them, shovelfuls of books. Didn't help.
Excellent. We might do that. And I guess it's also about understanding that you don't have to even set aside a time to read a book. You can read to your kids anywhere, anytime. As you're driving along, you can read signs.
I was going to say, you can't be reading books and driving at the same time.
No, but you can use the opportunity while you're sitting in the car to look at things on the side of the road and read and to engage in songs and stories. And kids love to be told stories, even if you're not reading a book, they love to be told stories about what things were like for you when you were little. I can't wait to tell my child what things were like before the internet.
Oh, you got an 18-month-old?
Yes.
Get rid of the computer now. get it out of the house. Because there's a part of me that thinks this is a real preaching to the converted endeavour. We all know that reading to children up to the age of, 5, say, is important, really important. And I don't think there's anybody who thinks, no, it's not important. What it boils down to is whether you can be bothered. And a lot of the time you can't. Well, some of the time you can't. But the real challenge will come to you, Liz, when they're 12, 13, 14 and onwards, and it's a battle with the screens.
Oh, look, I'm trying to find a pill that I can give to my little girl that she doesn't get grow past 3 or 4.
Well, yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad, would it? And look, I know that we all know that reading to your children is important, but it's staggering that just over 45% of Australians over the age of 15 can't read.
Can't read? Mm-hmm. Can't read?
Yep. I found that staggering. And when the Let's Read people came to me, I thought, that's just an unbelievable statistic. So just over 45% of people over the age of 15 lack the literacy skills they need to meet the demands of everyday life and work. Now, that's staggering. And that's the thing is, with reading to your children, that sets the foundation for them being able to read and having the literacy skills that you need to get around every day later in life. And reading to your kids from the moment they're born is the first part of that.
That's good. I'm not so worried about my children anymore.
No.
I'm pretty sure they can read. No, I think the habit you want to get them into, this is, may not be your agenda, but it's certainly mine, is to get them to read in bed before they go to sleep.
Yep, that's a good start.
because once they can do that for themselves and it becomes a habit. I also think it really doesn't matter what they read or what you read to them.
No, exactly.
It's not important at all. Yeah.
No, and although if you encourage your kids to read in bed before they go to sleep, you're going to end up with kids, which is what I did when I was a kid. Yeah. I used to sneak a torch into bed.
So yeah, I've done that.
And read for as long as I could.
Yeah.
Wake up in the morning all bleary-eyed. But hey, I was reading.
That's right. And look at you now.
Well, I made a career out of passing and catching, but let's not talk about that.
All right. Keep up the good work, and thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Red.
Thanks, Liz. Liz Ellis, Ambassador for the National Let's Read Early Literacy Campaign. I had to rejig that to make it grammatical. It's 3 minutes to 7.